Doc, this is Rick Dating on Jacqueline Daly. Jacqueline Daly. That is JACQUELYN, Jacqueline Daly, DALEY. Jacqueline Daly. The date of birth is 4/2/36. Date of visit is 10/31/22. Please make a copy for Melanie Vandermark, MD. Vandermark is VANDEMARK, Vandermark, MD. And Dr. Humayun Jamidar, JAMIDAR, Jamidar. Humayun is HUMAYUN, Humayun. HUMAYUN, Jamidar, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Humayun, thank you for sending Jacqueline Daly for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 86-year-old female who recently was sent for a chest X-ray, which apparently showed a prominent left upper lobe nodular density concerning for a bronchogenic carcinoma, and a chest CT was recommended. Period. The patient states that she has an occasional cough, but no shortness of breath, and denies any wheezing, chest pains, or mastitis. She has gastroesophageal reflux and has been on anticoagulation for a history for 7 embolism. The patient also states that she was known to have a left upper lobe density for more than 20 years, and that she has had serial CAT scans done in the late 90s and early 2000s. But we do not have any of these CTs to compare. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history for history for palpitations and history of cerebral embolism and a history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She has hypothyroidism and gastroesophageal reflux disease, as well as history for colitis. Surgery includes bladder repair for dropped bladder. That's it. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked for 20 years, about a pack. I'm sorry, not 20. For 32 years, about a pack per day, and denies significant alcohol use. She mostly worked in an office. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of colon cancer, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, review of systems of patients. No fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. She has no urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. She has hay fever and denies nasal symptoms. And she has no wheezing or shortness of breath. And no significant cough. She has no abdominal pains, diarrhea, but has some constipation and has had colitis. The patient has palpitations, leg swelling, and pains in her jaw. And she has no depression or anxiety. She does have muscle aches and joint pains. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included Xarelto, 15 milligrams a day. Famotidine, 20 milligrams HS. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams BID. And Synthroid, 75 micrograms daily. Pravastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly average built by female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 138 by 80. Pulse is 82, respirations are 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 160, saturation 96. HE and D abnormal phallic people see active and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa matters, throat was clear. Ears, no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial lens is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Left upper lobe lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number two is probable COPD. Number three, hypertension. Number three, history of retinal artery occlusion. And number four, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was advised to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. And advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. copy of this for next follow-up visit we arranged here in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R, and Vandermark, Melanie Vandermark, M.D. Yeah.